What was that?
What was that?
Did you hear something?
No. What was it?
I don't know. I thought I heard a sound or something.
Yeah, it's probably just Julian taking a dump.
Would you go look?
Do I have to?
Yeah, would you please go look?
Okay. All right. All right, little buddy.
I saw someone in the hallway standing outside my door.
Oh, what's up, buddy?
There was a fucked up face watching me from the dark.
Oh, ghosts and goblins, little buddy.
Shut up, Dave. I heard him breathing, and then I saw him. He's in here. Boogeyman's in this house.
Okay, all right. I got you. Let's go check it out.
Send Dave first.
It's fine. I'm tough. I got you. Show me where you saw a boogeyman.
He was standing right there in the door.
I'll check it out. Excuse me, sir, you need to leave. Antonio Brown, what are you doing in this closet?
Damn, my bad. I had a lot to eat.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. It's spooky month.
Spooky month, motherfucker.
Vulgarity. No, right off the bat, that vulgarity.
Rated R.
This program is labeled TVMA.
Travis. Travis, we're starting a little late. Technical difficulties, you know. Travis.
If you're listening to this on your podcast machine, then no worries.
No worries, guys. Phone number to contact right on the show. 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. The whole gang's here. Drunk is here. Hello, Drunk.
Hello.
Matt is here. Hello, Matt.
Don't think for a second that we're going to go late just because we started late. We got a hard out.
And guys, the king of pranks, Jaguar Impressive. The popcorn bitch. Mr. Travis Hulse is here. Hello, Travis.
My bad.
Guys, there's so much to discuss. The world, you know, it keeps on turning. And we're here to talk about it.
Oh, I thought we were going to slow it down.
Slow it down for the people so that they get a slice of life, Travis. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, exactly.
That slice of life. Travis, did you see?
They deserve it.
Did you see that the board game Clue is doing away with one of their 9 rooms?
Isn't this a contest that they're doing or like a audience engagement kind of thing?
Yeah, it's audience engagement. They're doing away with the hall, Travis. There's 9 rooms in Clue. It's the kitchen, the ballroom, the conservatory, the billiard room, the library, the study, the hall, the lounge, and the dining room. So they're doing away with the hall. And I mean, like, to me, there's a glaring omission in this mansion. There's no shitter.
There's no shitter in Clue?
In Clue, yeah. So
I think it's implied that there's a shitter in every room.
Where are people doing their business in the study?
Where are they pushing their dukes out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Is it implied?
Shit bucket in the library.
Yeah, if you got a mansion and there's 9 rooms, you probably have 9 baths.
So is there like a little tarlet there, or are you just making assumptions? Because you know what they say about people who assume drunk.
They make an ass of you and me.
Right, right.
Mostly you, though.
I mean, so when I heard this thing about Clue, right, I thought, what a genius thing, because I'm sure just about every house in America that would probably play board games owns a copy of Clue. And how do you get people to buy another copy of Clue when everybody already has a copy of Clue? Like, Monopoly's been doing it for years where they put out these special editions, like I'm sure Friends and
X-Files. Ridiculous, because that works so well on me. I probably own four different versions of Monopoly.
I assume you own the Simpsons version.
I don't think I do, but I might own I know I own a Star Wars version. Very easily probably own a Bob's Burgers version.
Game of Thrones.
Like I know we have the original version.
So you're hanging out with the boys and you say, guys, I know we want to play Monopoly. Because, of course, that's what we do when we get together. We play Monopoly. The question is, which Monopoly?
Junior.
None of us. But I don't even think I've opened the Star Wars Monopoly.
I guess that's why Oreos make all the weird Oreos too. You got to keep it fresh. You got to
back. Chutes and Ladders and Candyland, both the classic children's board games, a handful of years ago changed their boards completely, much to my chagrin, because it made like the boards very confusing. Like the spaces were small, the pathways didn't make any sense. So, but obviously they will eventually probably go back to classic. That way they can market it. Hey, we got the classic versions back. And I feel like this is what Clue is doing. They get everybody engaged. They say, hey, help us pick our new room.
The shitter.
So people are going to pick the shitter. They're going to be like, hey, I helped them put a shitter in Clue. And they're going to sell that thing for a year or two. And they're going to be like, oh, back by popular demand, the original Clue, including the hall.
Now, if I were going to murder someone in a mansion, Travis, I would absolutely murder them in the shitter, because the floors would be the easiest to clean up, right?
If you're going to ask me where I would kill somebody in a mansion, it would probably be like on a balcony. I'd just bash them over the back of the head and so they like fall all over like the third story and drop to their death.
Maybe balcony should be one. We should vote for that too. Travis, how do we vote? How do we get the WFOD army engaged, Travis, and let them do our bidding? That's what we need to do.
Get us our balcony in Clue.
Do we need to hashtag, Travis? Do we need to the give Clue a shitter?
Make Clue great again?
I don't know. Oh. You know, the Guess Who, Travis, do they still make Guess Who?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's different versions of that as well.
Personalized Guess Who.
What do you mean? Like with your friends?
Family.
Really?
Yep.
With your faces on it?
Yep.
Drunk.
That's pretty awesome.
Next week, bring personalized Guess Who over here so we can play it.
It's only one for like the whole family.
I'd imagine the rents probably have
probably a cousin. My mom's the oldest of nine, and each one of them have kids. So I mean,
the guy you picked only wipe twice? Like, it is an inside joke, guys. So, guys, Guess Who, Matt? You can't pick a black guy because there's only like three black guys. And so if they say, is your guy black? And you say yes, there's only three guys left, and then you lose.
And then you say, is he wearing glasses? And it's over.
Yeah, yeah. Because of the three black guys, only one of them wears glasses. I mean, it's not a bad question just to throw the Hail Mary at the very first one. To be like, is your guy
black? Should be
the first
question that you ask, yeah.
My kids actually have a version of Clue where it's you can flip the card, so one side of the card is like all different vehicles, and then you flip it, and the other side is all different sea creatures, and then another one is I think different foods.
Sea creature Clue?
Yeah,
sea creature. Guess Who?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh. So like you say, hey, does this sucker have fins, or is this sucker blue? You know, that kind of thing.
That's better.
I agree.
It makes safer. Yeah, it makes you not want to, like, segregate, you know what I'm saying?
It's fun because we're talking about Guess Who, and I feel like one of my favorite memes, I haven't seen that sucker around for a long time. It's originally, I think it was two little kids playing Guess Who, and they superimpose Sam Jackson's face on one of the kids, and it says, does he look like a bitch?
Guys, it is spooky month. We're all very excited about that. It's our favorite time of year.
Favorite time of year.
And so, I mean, the clue is, I mean, it's not really. I guess there's murders going on, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, I mean.
Pretty good movie.
It all ties together.
You know, I don't know if I've ever seen Clue the movie.
What?
That's either a love it or hate it kind of thing.
It's a classic, though.
Clue the movie based on the board game, or is the board game based on the movie?
Yeah, it's based on the board game.
It was the first product integrated. I think it's the first time a movie was based on a like a game of any kind.
And then Battleship came out and it ruined the whole thing.
No, it blew everybody away. They can't even make anymore because it was so good.
Well, I mean, Mario Brothers, if we want to get technical. So Super Mario Brothers really perfected the genre, I think.
Oh, yeah, those little dinosaur-headed guys. I love them.
Yeah.
And people can talk shit all they want, but Mortal Kombat was great. So
the first Mortal Kombat is amazing. Annihilation looks like somebody made it on a Power Rangers budget.
I really loved Street Fighter, too. I mean, albeit I was 11 when it came out, 12, whatever.
Oh, I love Street Fighter as well. And that's, I mean, it's a terrible movie, but I'll watch Street Fighter anytime you present it to me.
Well. Matt, you weren't here last week.
I wasn't?
I don't think you were.
I wasn't.
Oh, Drunk wasn't here last week.
I was here last week.
I'm talking shit about you, Matt. I mean, no. I shouldn't, because you were here. Drunk wasn't.
It's really hard to keep these weeks straight.
I know. They all bleed together, don't they, Travis?
Except this one, because it's spooky month. I remember the last five spooky months.
You remember all five of them?
Oh, shit. All 5 years of Spooky Month.
Is this the fifth annual Spooky... Is this the sixth annual Spooky Month?
I think 2014, right? So 14, 15, 16, 17, 18...
Yeah, I think you're right.
Fuck, Travis. That's a lot of bits to go through.
We've been doing spooky bits forever.
Fucking bits that really work. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Hey, Travis, you know, speaking of bits...
Mm.
Travis, we got a request. There's a female who goes by the name of Risque. That's her name, Risque Travis.
What a great name!
And in 2009, she wrote a song, and the lyrics are, "Why you coming home 5 in the morn? Something's going on. Can I smell your dick? Don't play me like a fool." Because that ain't cool.
Uh-huh.
So what you need to do is let me smell your dick.
Yeah, let me smell your dick. That's a good song.
So, Travis.
I gotta say, I don't remember that one.
You don't remember that song?
I don't remember.
Drunk, it was a big hit.
It was a smash hit, yeah.
Travis, the question that I think the people have for you, can you kids bop that shit?
Kids bop that shit! First of all, I want to say Risque sounds like somebody who definitely has an Amazon wish list.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, so I'm going to see if I can try to... I'm going to see if I can try to tie this to Spooky Month a little bit. I don't know. It might be loose. Let's see. When you home alone at 5 in the morn, something's moving round. I can't see a trick. Don't say you like a ghoul, because that ain't cool. What you need to do is get out my house real quick.
Mm.
So the trick, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you.
Travis, I like it. It's topical.
Topical.
Yeah. It ties into the spookiest of months.
I feel like the kids would really get a kick out of this at their Halloween party where they're like bobbing for apples.
Yeah.
People still do that, right? Bob for apples.
I don't know if you could bob for apples anymore. Because of all the peanut allergies.
Oh yeah. All those peanuts in that bowl of water with apples in it.
Yeah.
No, he was being sarcastic, Matt. He wasn't really agreeing with you. I know.
It's hard to tell. I mean, there's peanuts. They're everywhere.
Oh, I
gotta be
See, my Travis sarcasm meter went boop, 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 boop.
Oh, like the Ghostbusters when they go to hunt a ghost.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't sarcasm, Travis, because it sounded really sarcastic.
I got a good reading here, Egon.
Matt, the peanut allergies, is that new, or are we just like paying attention to it more? Like did
the peanut
we,
allergy?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I think we've always been attention. Allergic to peanuts, haven't we? As a people?
No, I don't think we've always been allergic to peanuts to the degree that we're allergic to peanuts now.
How did it get worse?
I think just people were more upset. It's proven that with allergies, the more exposure you have to some allergies, especially if you have a mild allergy, that you can overcome it. Like that's a thing. But also you can make it worse by avoiding the allergen.
It's like I don't ever get sick because I swam in the creek when I was a kid.
I feel like a lot of times that kids are allergic to things like they're lactose intolerant or they like have a gluten allergy or things like that because their mom didn't consume any of that while they were pregnant with them.
Not smelling enough dicks.
I was about to say, yes. I know a family, oldest one, super sheltered, has every disease known to mankind. The younger two, they didn't give a shit about, just fine.
Yep.
Is it the Napiers?
Yeah, maybe like the first couple.
I gotta be really careful while I'm pregnant, and then the kid comes out and is all fucked up, and they're like, oh, whatever, let's have a couple shots. I'm 8 months pregnant.
Man, maybe the first couple of years of a kid's life, we should just like expose them to everything.
Oh, dude.
Yeah,
that's why if you don't put your kid in like daycare or something when they're younger, even if you don't need it, if you have a stay-at-home mom, you're a fucking fool because you need to like get those little kids exposed to all that nasty cesspool of shit that they're going to encounter when they start going to
like whatever the opposite of vaccines are. We just like give them everything and get it out of the way. That way they
well. No, I mean, obviously vaccines are really important because
oh, my mom was that mom that made me play with the chicken pox kid for sure.
I don't played know. With the chicken pox kid.
She made me. Yeah, I'm like, I was like six. I didn't know.
They used to do that all the time. Like parents, they'd be like, "Oh shit, my kid hasn't had chicken pox yet. Let's take him over to chicken pox house."
And then you just get it out of the way.
Yeah, you get the chicken pox. I never had chicken pox ever. And thankfully, because they say if you get it as an adult, it can be very dangerous. Thankfully, chicken pox has pretty much went the way of the dodo. Like, I don't remember the last time I heard of any kid having chicken pox.
Really? It's not a thing anymore?
No.
No.
It's not a thing anymore.
Oh.
No, it's not a thing anymore. Way back in what I called the day, they used to, if you had a new horse, you would take your horse down to the local watering hole and have it drink from like where all the other horses are. So it exposes them. And that was how they kind of took care of vaccinations back in the day. They would get like those one-time diseases and just treat it until they're better.
Kind of like I got
never again.
This boss. He is like an industrial size thing, a hand sanitizer by his desk. I never use hand sanitizer. This motherfucker's sick all the time. Never sick.
You know, there's a hand sanitizing machine in the hallway at my work, and I always do it when I walk past it because like it goes and like squirts a little on your hand, and I think that's fun.
Oh, I'll eat a cheeseburger and then use my mouse. And then put my hand back on my cheese. I don't.
Mike, I'll tell you. I tell you what you should do when you're at work next is go ahead and get a nice giant glob of that hand sanitizer. Just don't rub it in yet. Just get a nice, just a pool of it in your hand. Head to that bathroom and have yourself a nice afternoon whack right in the stall in the bathroom. Oh, nothing better. Nothing better than a good old whack with hand sanitizer.
No, ooh. No, Travis, you're wrong.
Oh, you clean out that shit. Oh, yeah.
Travis, I was 16 once. I know all the tricks. Don't think I didn't try it. I tried everything.
Up.
You know what? The only thing that I ever found, like, you know, besides, just a nice, good lotion, Travis, is...
That Bengay?
You remember those those sleeves that had the fish in them?
Oh, yeah.
Those were pretty good. Those are pretty all right.
Those are like the early day fleshlights.
Yeah. Yeah.
sleeves that had the fish.
You know what I'm talking about? The little
put your finger in them,
and like you pull on them, and they just kind of keep going.
Yeah, it's like they're like gel, right? Like you put your finger in it, and it kind of pokes out the other side. Then
yeah, and then you know, like I tried to replicate that and make like a sandwich bag full of peanut butter and stuff. That didn't work. A sandwich bag full of jelly. That didn't work.
Oh, you got to get on the countertop and a nice warm lasagna.
Driver, I'll tell you what. I think what we need to do. We need to go to break. I think we need to go to break. I mean, at this point, with our technical difficulties, I don't know where we are.
But we're way early for a break, but that's all right.
Let's get it out of the way. And when we come back, Travis, I have another one of my great ideas that I think is going to be the one, Travis.
Oh, great. Travis, sweet.
This one is going to be the one.
That's awesome.
Guys, we're gonna be back in just a minute. You stick around.
Travis stumbled into a bar one night, and a popcorn machine was there in sight. As he tossed some kernels into his face, a voice came calling from the back of the place.
They called him Bitch.
They called him Popcorn Bitch.
The Popcorn Bitch.
His eyes began to twitch.
They called him Bitch.
He looked for which?
The Popcorn Bitch.
Guy called him Popcorn Bitch.
Who you calling a bitch, bitch?
He said to the man. The guy got up with a drink in his hand. Travis wasn't ready to let it slide.
Why don't you and me take this outside?
He called him Popcorn Bitch.
The Popcorn Bitch.
Travis's eyes began to twitch.
The Popcorn Bitch.
He'd fight the man who witch.
The Popcorn Bitch.
Called him the Popcorn Bitch. Travis threw the first punch. Then he got hit once. His friend got involved. Hit his opponent a bunch. He called him Popcorn Bitch.
The Popcorn Bitch.
Travis's eye began to twitch.
The Popcorn Bitch.
He'd fight the man who witch.
The Popcorn Bitch.
Called him the Popcorn Bitch. They called him Popcorn Bitch. Travis's eye began to twitch. Fight the man who witch. Called him the Popcorn Bitch.
All right, now did you follow all my instructions?
Yeah, Tommy, I gotcha. Loud and clear. No deodorants, no colognes.
That's right. Now, if the rumors are true, old man Klickner lost his hearing in the war. So as long as he can't smell us, we should be able to sneak into his place and take whatever we want.
Like taking candy from a baby, right? But you gotta promise me, Tommy, nobody gets hurt.
Of course. This is gonna be a piece of cake.
See?
We must listen and then judge. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
About this pink lemonade.
So Travis.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, one of my favorite things is, you know, poking the bear, which is Mike.
Poking the bear.
Poke that bear, baby.
I come downstairs and I, you know, we did a tight 30 last night for our Patreon subscribers. Come subscribe to Patreon and you can listen to that episode. And you know, Mike had his little pink Whitney with pink lemonade. So I come back downstairs today, and I'm looking, and it says it's organic lemonade, and to refrigerate after opening, because it's pasteurized.
Oh, boy.
Oh, there's cream in there.
So
There's not cream in it.
He did not refrigerate after opening last night, and he's already had two glasses of pink Whitney.
What in this goddamn thing is pasteurized? What is it that's going to be bad?
Hey, listen.
It's fine.
You're fine because we like there's some things that we like to use have around the house for like cooking Chinese food like rice vinegar and there's like a couple of other things, and really I guess Matt that ties into something we were talking about prior to the show, the rice vinegar thing could probably add to the list, but like rice vinegar and things like that, and I just kept them in our spice cabinet for years, and then we were. I was looking at the bottles one day, and it said refrigerator after opening. I'm like, I've made like 10 meals with these things.
It's all a hoax, Travis. It's
and
fine.
Then I threw it in the fridge. I'm like, well, I guess better to be safe than sorry. But man, it was like a solid year of using this thing not refrigerated. And you're fine.
Matt.
Yes.
I have an idea.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be the one that pushes us over the top.
Who knows? Maybe it will be. I'll give
I
you
stuck
the benefit
around.
Of the
I stuck
doubt.
Around for the bit, for the break to listen to the song, which
oh
I.
Oh my god!
I was muted, so you probably couldn't hear me laughing because I thought it was great. It was really really good, but I didn't fill up my drink during the break because I wanted to hear what it was. So is your idea here something I can skip?
Probably go get yourself a couple fingers and be right back. I'll ridicule them for you while you're gone,
Travis.
I'll stick around.
Travis, go fill up your drink. I don't want to torture you. Me and
I'm good.
Matt will talk about Spider-Man for a few minutes.
No,
you can
good.
Go
I'm here.
Get
I'm
a
fine.
Beverage, Travis. Travis, okay. You're familiar with the story of Beats headphones, right? Like those monster cable guys.
Yeah.
They made a pair of headphones. They took the headphones to Dr. Dre because they wanted a celebrity endorsement. And Dr. Dre fucking stole it from him. I mean, like, the Monster Cables guys made Beats headphones, and then they wanted somebody cool to endorse it. And then, like, Dre ended up selling it because he made the cool little B logo. But, I mean, like, he doesn't know shit about dynamic sound, you know what I'm saying?
No, and then Dre went and just sold that shit to Apple.
Yeah, but the power of the celebrity endorsement is important. Like, do you know what, now, are you familiar with the Skullhead vodka?
Oh yeah, that's Dan Aykroyd's.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd. He makes a vodka. It's got a cool bottle that's
I had a bottle of that once. It wasn't bad. I mean, it was vodka.
It's well, fine. It's vodka, claims, right? But you pay a premium because it's in a cool bottle, right?
Well, he claims that it's the only vodka that will not give you a hangover.
See, now why is
well,
that?
That's ridiculous.
That's probably made up. That's bullshit.
Yeah, I can't believe that bullshit.
When I go to Walgreens, I usually end up buying water in a cool bottle. I'll buy a bottled Voss water, or I'll buy a bottled Core water, or a Fiji water. Something that's not just in that generic, stupid,
Life water. You like spend an extra $2 on your water.
Yeah, because they're in cool bottles, and that works when you look at that shelf and you see that line of bottles. They stand out. Whether you decide to spend the extra money to get the cool bottle and the special Norwegian water, which is
right,
probably not really from Norway. It's probably from Detroit. Who fucking knows where the water's from? All the water's pretty much the same. The Core water, I like the Core water. And I buy a Smart water a lot, too. I like Smart water because it's in a big bottle. But I'm a sucker for this marketing. And I imagine that the reason that they do it is because...
Have you bought the water in a box? The cardboard carton, the little carton of water?
I haven't, no.
Have you seen it? It's just like a... milk carton.
I see that like with the water. Coconut water.
I was about to say, that's like coconut water, ain't it?
Yeah.
No, it's regular water. It's water in a box. The way they sell it, so that you don't buy plastic.
That fucking coconut water stinks, Matt.
It's awful.
I don't like coconut water at all. Whoever came up with that, you need to go back home.
Yeah,
you're a fool.
The box is the current thing. The new thing in the beverage industry and the water industry is that they do this with some cocktails now to be like, ooh, look at this. Is to make like a bag, almost like a Capri Sun for water.
I imagine that bottled water is probably one of the cheapest things to produce. It has to be, right? It's water. Like, water's dirt cheap. You put it through a couple fucking filters and you sell it to people. Right?
Yeah, that's essentially it.
So where are we getting at here, Mike?
What we need is a cool bottle drunk, and we need a celebrity endorsement.
Okay.
So what I'm thinking is not like a Miss Buttersworth mold, but like a sexy mold,
like a cap of pants,
like we get like Lady Gaga will put her name on a bottled water for sure, right? I was thinking Beyonce.
So your idea is bottled water.
My idea is uniquely shaped Lady Gaga water that's like shaped like Lady Gaga.
You're an idiot.
Why?
Oh, and you want to really take it to the next level. When you crack that cap, it plays one of her hit songs.
I'm not getting crazy here, Travis. I mean, we're trying to sell like $3 bottles of water here. We're not trying to play songs. Although,
hey, you can go to Dollar Tree and get a greeting card that plays you a song. I'm not talking about the entire song. I'm talking about...
Do you remember back in the day when Sunkissed... And I think 7-Up had the thing where like 1 in 7 bottles, you won another bottle.
Oh, dude, I had free Dr. Peppers for about 2 months.
Yeah. No. What if like 1 in 7, Travis, we stick it plays a song for you. So like not everyone. I mean, we don't want to put that in every bottle, but like maybe 1 in 10 plays Poker Face. That'd be fun. Fun little gimmick, Travis. I like it. See, because, Lady Gaga, she'll love that. Maybe, like, she'll get a download for it. And then, like,
people will be like... And also then people will be taking to Instagram and showing themselves opening their bottle of water.
Right, right.
Their Lady Gaga water.
Great promotion for her and us, Travis. We make Lady Gaga. Now, like, we get Lady Gaga. Like, they have, like, the fleshlights that are made, like, from, like, a woman's vajayjay. And like they go in and get this mold, so we're gonna mold Lady Gaga, and then we're going to take that mold and produce plastic bottles out of it,
like 1/64th scale Lady Gagas.
Right. We're going to make Lady Gaga bottles.
And where do you drink from?
Like her neck.
Yeah, you take the cap is her head, obviously.
Yeah.
This idea is stupid.
Why is this idea stupid, Drunk? It's the power of marketing is what it is.
And I think we've had this discussion too. Like, even if people only bought it for like a little while and you charge like $3-4 a bottle for this thing, you're in the profit.
Travis,
there's no loss here.
Tell me a way this doesn't work. Like
it works.
How does it not work? Like we put Lady Gaga water out on the shelf.
Yep.
Like, first of all, who's not going to buy it? Who's not going to want that sexy silhouette on their shelves? They're all going to want it.
Her in that meat suit gets me all turned up.
It's going to be the it thing, Travis. Yeah, I mean, she's going to put it out on her Twitter, you know? She's going to say, hey, guys, go get my water. It's shaped like me.
And when she runs her course and we no longer can sell Lady Gaga water, we just find some random YouTube star and we do a cast of them and fucking sell it to the kids.
I mean, like, we can switch it up. We can have other people's water. I mean, like, we're not going to make the same mistake that Monster Cable's made. Like, we're going to lock this shit down so that she can't steal it from us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is ours. And when we get pretty long in the tooth, then maybe then we take to the internet and say, hey, we're going to go ahead and replace the Lady Gaga bottle. Who would you like to see on the bottle?
Do a clue. Exactly. Do a clue. Lady Gaga has 79.4 million Twitter followers. Lady Gaga can change your life with
a tweet. That's the case. We might as well do Kendall Jenner. She's got like a billion Twitter followers.
Yeah, we'll get her too.
She's got some good curves on her. That'd be a nice.
Yeah, I'm not
place
like
water to.
I'm not totally like married to the idea of Lady Gaga. I was just using her as an example.
Well, let's do this. Let's be timely here. We got a handful of months until the Super Bowl, and they just announced that J-Lo and Shakira are going to be the halftime acts. So, in conjunction with the Super Bowl, the NFL halftime show, we're going to go ahead and release Shakira / J-Lo water bottles.
You don't think the NFL has their own official bottled water of the NFL?
The NFL likes money like anyone else. We buy a Super Bowl ad, then we get it. I don't think that NFL is going to say, no, we're married to Evian. We're not going to take your money. I mean, our money spends just the same.
I don't think anybody's married to Evian.
Yeah, I doubt it, Matt. Matt, tell me how this idea doesn't work. How does it not work? It's genius. You're a sucker for marketing, aren't you, Matt? You seem like
Fiji
water man.
I am a bit of a mark when it comes to marketing.
You're a market head?
Yeah, I mean, when I see something that looks flashy and fun, I usually will buy it. I'm a rube and a boob.
Went out and got this Pink Whitney on opening week, Matt. I had to try it. It's pink lemonade flavored vodka.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody would ever do anything like that. That just seems miserable.
It's pretty okay. I poured a full glass of it and didn't realize that it's just vodka. I thought it was like a mixed drink.
I mean, I'm trying to think, like, I will always go for whatever the cheapest, like, liter of bottle of water is that, you know, it's buy one, get one, or, you know, buy two for $3. The Rock is selling that Voss water. You know, that's his big thing that he's pushing these days.
Oh, is he a spokesman for that? See, that's not going to work.
And I love The Rock, and I see him drinking it, and I go, yeah, I'm not going to spend that much money for that fucking bottle of water. Like,
now, if the bottle was shaped like The Rock.
No.
Matt.
I think I would buy one just so I could have the bottle. But
and then, you'd refill it.
That's what I do. I end up always just refilling, or I try to at least, until, you know, I lose the bottle or the whatever. It just gets cracked or something.
Or it starts turning green.
Yeah, but
like
you know
green
what?
At the bottom,
okay,
or something.
Matt, you buy one.
By the way,
and you refill it. You know what you're doing? You know what you're doing, Matt? You're billboarding for us. You're walking around with that goddamn Rock water bottle, and everyone on Earth who sees you is going to say, "Oh fuck, I want one of those." You know what I'm saying? Drunk. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. We just got to get somebody to sign on.
Got this super sweet top heavy bottle that won't fit in anybody's fucking car cup holder.
Why won't it?
The base will
it'll
be fine.
Fit. It'll be fine. Yeah, it'll jut out at the bottom and be fine. We'll work it all out drunk.
It'll be like an Oscar statue, right? Like the body will be Lady Gaga and the base will be a normal 20-ounce bottle of water. Right.
Yeah, I think the bottom, you know, you have it'll fit in the cup holder. The top will be Fraser Crane.
I don't know about that one, Matt. See, we need We need somebody like a,
but I think
like Kevin James.
I think you've already listed your own problems, though, buddy.
What's that?
Fiji, Voss, Evian, Smartwater.
You don't think there's a million new waters coming
competition?
Out every day?
How many vodkas are there, drunk?
And how many vodkas do you buy?
I mean,
I drink.
People buy that vodka. Crystal Head because it's shaped like a skull. It's fun.
They buy one. And that's it.
And then they put Taka vodka in there, old like, you know, some really cheap. Just pour it into the Crystal Head vodka bottle
or water.
Yeah, right. Yeah, get you guys fucked up. Crystal Head vodka.
I don't know, guys.
Seems I like it.
Seems like a really
let's
good
go
idea
ahead
at
and
the time.
Let's go ahead and get a factory that can blow mold Lady Gaga's ass, and let's get on this.
Yeah,
I can't. I'm not behind this one, dude.
I got at least $40 I can invest in this venture.
40?
Wow.
Yeah, man. I get paid Friday.
Good start.
Travis is getting in at the ground floor.
Right.
Travis, I mean, you can tell 40, he's,
I guess I'll throw in 40.
He's confident.
You got 40?
I'm not wasting my $40 on that. Sorry.
You're dude, not even going to put in $40?
Nope. I could have sold a Michael Jordan jersey for like a $60 profit last week, so I'm flush.
And you get royalties every time that movie's shown, right?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like I should. I'm going to watch out for this movie that it's going to be in. So,
did they message
like
you? Tell me this story, Travis.
I bought a Michael Jordan jersey from Goodwill for $10. I don't know. It was a handful of months ago, probably 4 or 5 months ago.
With
and
the
I was like,
intention
shit
of flipping it.
Oh, with every intention of flipping it. It was a large. It would never fit my fat ass. But yeah, every intention of flipping it, I was like, holy shit, look, Michael Jordan jersey. It's like a Nike. It was like his rookie year jersey. And I took it up there, and actually they had a guy behind me in line. He's like, holy shit, where'd you get that? I'm like, well, you know, here, obviously. And he's like, I'll give you $20 for that right now. Like, he was going to give me $20 to pay $10
the
for
the employee.
Like, no. No, the guy behind me in line.
Oh,
that he'd give me $20.
I was gonna say the guy checking you out is like making deals with you.
No. So
you should have made that deal right there, Travis.
I could have
bought it for $10 and taken the $20 from the guy and walked out.
Done literally nothing, just like grabbed it off the rack and been like, yeah, here, I'll hand this to you for $20 and you can pay $10 for it.
Classic host, right, drunk?
Absolutely.
That's right. I know the money when I see it. So I took it home and it was listed for a while. I had a guy constantly messaging me, telling me he'd give me $30 for it. And I'm like, I'm not accepting offers on this. I told him like three times. And
what are you
eventually
selling it
here,
for?
Like just like a week ago or so, I had a gal message me on the eBay and said, how quickly can you ship this if I buy it today? I need it for a movie that's shooting in Atlanta. And I said, well, I always try to ship things out as fast as possible. If you bought it today, it would definitely go out tomorrow, priority mail. You'd get it in a few days. So as soon as I sent that message, she bought it immediately. And I jumped online because I'm like, this is not going to be in a movie. And she included her name in the message about how it was going to be used in a movie, how she was a set director. And I go ahead and jump on the old IMDb and check out this name. And sure enough, this gal has done like set direction or like set director for a ton of movies that, you know, like a bunch of movies. She's bought tons of shit for TV and movies and things.
So a set director is like a costume person?
No, they buy shit for like just the sets, right? Like, so if you're making like a period piece, like a 1980s, say, period piece, then that set director person, they're tasked with finding legitimate things from the 1980s. So that's why you can go on eBay and somebody might possibly spend, I think we did this during the live show, the like banana cornflakes from 1980. Somebody is willing to spend $80 for that, because they want to put that legitimate 1980s box.
Oh, right. To sell the period.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's why if you find there's actually, and this is a ridiculous thing I found out very recently joining a couple of like flipper groups, is that even feminine hygiene products from like the 1970s and 80s sell for crazy amounts of money, like diapers, like half opened diaper boxes from the 80s sell for a lot of money. So there, I don't know if there's actually a collector market out for some of these things, but there's definitely a market for it for people who are trying to do like set dressing or like to mark things at a certain period.
Huh. So is she working on a sequel to Space Jam?
No, because it wasn't a Space Jam jersey. It was a Chicago Bulls jersey.
So what did you sell it for? What did it end up going for?
I spent $10 on it. I sold it for $76 plus shipping.
Holy shit.
It's a good flip.
That is a good flip, baby.
Solid flip there, Hulse.
That's why I held out. Hell, I wouldn't give it to that fucking dude for 30. I could have made 20 at the fucking Goodwill.
I'll tell you what,
even doing anything.
With that immediate double in your money in line there, I don't know if I'd have been able to resist that. Like if the guy would have just like given me $20,
because you're new to the game, Mike.
Yeah, baby, you gotta hold tough, man.
Patience is the game. I guess patience is the game. Wow.
Exactly. Yep, that's exactly right.
So okay, so the water.
No.
I mean, sign me up for 10 cases right now.
Do you think that we need like a male and a female, or do you think that like is that important, I guess, is my question. Or like, can we just start off with one to get the brand off the ground?
You know, if we're going to do a male, it might as well just be you, right?
A bottle shaped like me, that'd probably be too much water to give people. We probably need, like the normal size person. I don't know. Guys, the people on the podcast listening to this, you tell these fools that they don't know what they're talking about.
I guess I'd buy one for Leonardo DiCaprio.
I need investors. I need people to get on the socials, and
this is not as good as Bacon Restaurant.
Let's go ahead and get Mike on a bunch of different podcasts to promote this thing, because he's going to have a Kickstarter for it anytime now.
I would buy a bottle of H2 Leo.
That's a great name, Matt.
Your faucet pillow is a better idea than this.
Now, Travis, today I went and saw a matinee showing of a movie called The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Well, that's weird. What is that?
What is this thing? And why did you go to?
You haven't heard of The Peanut Butter Falcon?
No.
Okay, this guy.
It's not a thing.
It's a movie. It's out right now, Matt. It's in theaters.
Is it only in your theater? At home?
I guess he's a filmmaker. This might be his first movie. I don't know the story, but anyway,
you went to see it. You don't know anything about it.
Let me tell you the fucking story. Okay, so there's a Down syndrome guy.
Okay,
and he says, you know what? I really want to be in a movie. No, Peter Dinklage. He's just short. He's not a Downsy.
Peter Dinklage.
What the fuck? Drunk just yelled out Peter Dinklage. What the fuck? So this Down syndrome guy, he says, I want to be an actor in a movie. And so they made a movie starring this Down syndrome guy. And let me tell you, this movie was fucking great, Travis. I'm going to go so far as to say this is definitely my pick of the week.
Oscar worthy, huh?
If it was up, I think it would fare well. It probably end up, will get some nods.
Oh, shit, this thing is playing near me.
Travis, go see it. It's great. But anyway, I had to sit in the theater and watch the credits for a few minutes, Travis, because like I got a little misty and I didn't want my wife to see what a bitch I am. You know what I'm saying?
I get it. Yep.
Yeah, Travis,
I did that with the movie, the Wonder movie with the little Jacob Tremblay. I took my daughter to that because she wanted to see it.
Travis,
so
I'll tell you what. I put on a gruff, manly exterior, but on the inside, I feel...
That's fucking Shia LaBeouf in this movie.
I'm telling you, Travis, I'm getting to it. What happens is they decide to make this movie. They wrote a script. They have this Down syndrome guy, and they start sliding into the DMs and just being like, hey, I got this movie. I want you to be in it.
Bruce Dern's in this movie.
There's a lot of people in it. Punisher's in it, Travis.
John Bernthal, Thomas Hayden Church, John Hawks.
Mick Foley's in it.
Mick Foley's in it.
Jake the Snake Roberts is in it. Thomas Hayden Church. There's a ton of people in this, Travis. See, but what happened
what
was...
What the flick?
Along the way, somebody said yes. And they didn't say who it was, but I mean, it was Shia LaBeouf. Let's be honest. Shia LaBeouf was the one that said yes. And once they had Shia LaBeouf, then they just started saying... Hey, man, we got this movie that we're making and fucking Shia LaBeouf's in it. And then people right. start saying yes. You know, people start saying, oh, well, fucking Shia LaBeouf's in it. So what I'm saying is we got to get one. So maybe Shia LaBeouf water. I don't know.
Let's
but
do Shia LaBeouf.
Huh?
Let's do Shia LaBeouf or Dakota Johnson's in it. Does she get naked like she does in those 50 Shades?
No, movies? No. She plays like a nursing home worker. So like,
let's get her. She'll take her clothes off. We get a naked lady bottle of water.
Yeah. Yeah. So you just got to get one person to say yes, Travis.
And then they come flooding in. That's
come
crazy.
Flooding in. Like, you know, we put out these goddamn Lady Gaga bottles. We just got to get the right person to say, hey, man, look at these fucking Lady Gaga bottles. And then everyone else follows like the goddamn lemmings that they are. You know what I'm saying?
Does Shia LaBeouf play a small town outlaw on the run that becomes Zach's unlikely coach and ally?
Exactly who he plays, Travis.
Amazing.
You know what I'm saying?
I got to see this movie. I got to see this movie.
Travis, it's great. I'm telling you. It's a great movie.
Are you eating that pink vodka lemonade?
He chewed his last ice cube.
I'm excited, Matt. I am worked up. I'm in a tizzy. You know what I'm saying?
You are all hyped up. You are hot under the collar.
There's no way this idea doesn't work. And I'm sorry that you guys don't see my vision. You know,
I've been agreeing with you the entire way.
It's good.
Good luck to you, sir.
It's good that, you know, I don't surround myself with yes men, you know, Travis. It's good that I have opposition out there, that the people, they keep me grounded.
You're definitely no Vinny Chase, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't just have my entourage full of people who say, yeah, the Lady Gaga water's a great idea. You keep me humble.
That's right. It keeps you hungry.
Can I just give my pick of the week and go home now?
Oh!
Well, you know. I mean, the show's winding down. I was kind of half expecting to get interrupted with something. It hasn't happened yet. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, he just got drunk saying he wanted to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, he just wants to get the fuck out of there. I mean, it is spooky month.
It is. That's true. I would think he'd want to stick around.
Yeah.
I'll give you 5 more minutes, maybe.
Matt, is it not going to happen this year?
Travis, I got a question for you, buddy.
Yeah.
I watched the Birds of Prey.
The trailer.
The trailer that dropped.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't read... I don't think I really read any of the Birds of Prey books.
Well, Harley Quinn is not in any of them.
A bunch of gals.
So, wasn't it... I was always under the impression that Birds of Prey was it not like kind of Catwoman, Poison Ivy?
No. Birds of Prey is Batgirl, Huntress, and Black Canary.
Okay.
You're thinking of the Gotham City Sirens was Catwoman.
Right.
Yeah, because a cat isn't a bird.
Right. Yeah, it's but Batgirl, Black Canary.
So what is this movie?
This is a way for them to make a Harley Quinn movie without calling it Harley Quinn.
Okay. So are any of the Birds of Prey in this movie?
Huntress and Black Canary are both in it.
All right, because I couldn't tell that from watching the trailer.
Yeah, the Huntress is the Mary Elizabeth Winstead, the one that had the crossbow. Mm-hmm. And the Black Canary is... The lounge singer gal that is good at screaming.
And Margot Robbie is definitely Harley Quinning it up a little bit more, right? With the accent?
Yeah. Well, if you remember Suicide Squad, like her accent kind of came and went.
Right. It was soft. She had a soft accent.
Yeah, it was like watching Sons of Anarchy. That guy's accent just kind of came and went.
Right. Like, and I think the Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad, I think the reshoots, she really lays it on harder.
because you can tell what the reshoots were for Suicide Squad. Yeah. And if you can't, I mean, you can look them up online. But I think in the reshoots, she really laid it down thicker. And now that she's got it down, it seems like this whole trailer, like she's like really hamming it up with the Harley Quinn accent.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And it is Joker in this at all? Because there was one scene where I saw the back of somebody that looked kind of like the Jared Leto Joker, but I thought they poo-pooed that.
I don't think he is. I think she just makes reference to how she's not with him anymore. Maybe they took some Suicide Squad existing footage and just like kind of put it in there to be like, you know, maybe a flashback or something. But I can't imagine that Jared Leto is reprising a Joker role, especially with the timing of this new Todd Phillips Joker movie with Joaquin.
Right. I didn't hate the trailer as I was watching it. There were a couple of things. Some of it was a bit annoying. It seems a little Suicide Squad-y where there's like the good guys and the bad guys, and it's like, oh, we better work together.
I thought it was my favorite part of the trailer, I think, was when she asked that gal to hold that stick of dynamite for her because it was like a fucking Looney Tunes cartoon. Like, here, hold this for me. And then she tosses it out the window and the car blows up and whatever. I thought that was very Looney Tunes-y, which I really enjoyed.
Right.
And if they kind of embrace that throughout that entire movie, I'm completely in.
Yeah, there was that. And I think she, in the trailer, you see her shoot a guard with like a fist or something.
Yeah.
Like a
yeah.
She points a gun at him and like a fist bullet comes out. And I don't know if it's like a beanbag or something, like one of the, you know, it wasn't a bullet to kill.
Right.
But I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. Like,
I gotta watch it again. There was another moment that I really liked when she's holding onto her giant hammer where she's talking to that one gal and she said, what was she asking that they should do?
I don't remember.
She's movie saying something, they tie something. In like, Harley Quinn water.
I mean, buy Margot Robbie water.
Yeah.
Maybe a Samara Weaving.
Well, I just wanted to ask you those couple of the questions. So
Yeah. I'm cautiously optimistic about this Birds of Prey movie.
I mean, I'll see it.
I'll see it. Suicide Squad was so bad.
I'm sure it'll be no Peanut Butter Falcon. But Matt, let me ask you a question. Do you have what you'd say is a pick of the week, Matt? Something you want the people to know about?
Last Saturday ran an official 5K with my buddy Joe, and we had ourselves a good time. We conquered it, and it was a good time.
Did you? I see on the social medias that you came in 99th place.
Joe came in 99th. I came in 70th.
Wow, 70th place out of how many people?
It was like 120 or something like that. I don't remember the exact number, but I know that Joe was 99th place. He did pretty good. It was his first time. He's been running. He started running pretty consistently a few months back, and he was training for the 5K.
When he takes his Snapchat selfies and stuff, it looks like he's lost a lot of weight. It looks like he's
I'm so proud of him. He really has committed himself over the past couple of years, and he's lost a ton of weight, and he looks really good.
Drunk, a pick of the week, Drunk? Something you want the people to know?
Drunk's pick the week. NHL starts again tomorrow.
Fuck yeah.
Raise the banner to the ceiling for the St. Louis Blues. And then also the premiere, Friday Night SmackDown on Fox.
Wow.
With The Rock.
Wrestling, The Rock is coming back for this.
Yeah. On network TV.
I think Stone Cold's coming back too, isn't he? They're getting the whole gang.
Can
out.
I get a hell yeah?
Is The Rock going to be wrestling? Because I'm all in if he's wrestling.
No, but I think CM Punk's coming back.
No.
Pretty sure.
Why do you think that?
Because I'm pretty sure CM Punk's coming back.
They would never.
I don't think CM Punk would ever come back. He's been maintaining this whole time that he wouldn't do it. He don't want to. He's got a horror movie to promote, though, so maybe he will.
He hates the WWE.
Matt, you know what? We didn't get around to it, but we're going to have to talk about next week. The premiere of The Masked Singer was on this week. And
thank God.
I have some thoughts, Matt.
I bet you do.
I have some thoughts. Chris Daughtry is in it, Matt. Chris Daughtry is...
Didn't you think Chris Daughtry was in it last year?
No, Matt. Chris Daughtry is very obviously the Rottweiler. You find the Rottweiler on YouTube, Matt. That's fucking Chris Daughtry.
I'm gonna you know what? I'm gonna do it right now.
Matt.
I'm gonna do it.
No. Travis?
Ain't nobody sing like Chris Daughtry.
Travis, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, ask me up.
Do you have what you'd call a pick of the week, Travis? Something you want the people to know about, Travis?
My pick of the week is definitely not 13 Reasons Why season 3. Oof. That's
the suicide show, Travis?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Those first two seasons, amazing, and I feel like that show completely hinged on the Hannah Baker character, because this third season, I'm 5 episodes in, and I'll tell you what, I cannot get into it. It is
big old steaming pile.
God, Jesus Christ. And they're doing one more season. I feel like obligated to finish it off. I don't know. It's not that, though.
Are you going to say that it makes you want to Hannah Baker yourself?
I feel like that's how we verb that now. No, my pick of the week, just because it's spooky month, I'm going to go ahead and say my pick of the week is the Creepshow series reboot on the old Shudder app that I'm so fond of. Episode 1 came out last week. They're releasing one new episode every week. First episode was quite good. If you are a fan of shows like Tales from the Dark Side, Twilight Zone, Monsters, and things like that, you will love the new Creepshow TV show on Shudder.
I'll have to check that out on the torrents. Thank you.
Is that it? Is that all that's happening tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's it. I feel like we've done all that we can do for Spooky Month, right?
Okay. Like it.
All right, guys. Well,
see you next week for another spooky episode, right, guys?
Guess we'll see you guys next week, right?
All right. Spooky Month, our favorite month. I'm very excited. Do we get 5 this year, or is it just the 4?
I don't know. You may look at it. I mean, it's the first, so I would imagine
5. We get 5. This is the first.
Wow. 5 spooky fucking episodes, 5 guys.
Spooky episodes.
So exciting.
Okay, guys. If there's nothing else,
mummies out, witches out. Spooky month.
That's it for this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe so you don't miss the next one. We're live every Tuesday night on strangelabel.com. Get all of our back episodes at wfodshow.com or, you know, the podcast things that you get. You know, if you want to reach out, you want to email us, it's Mike, Matt, Travis, Drunk, @wfodshow.com. Those are our email addresses. You can leave us a voicemail, 636-487-HAND or WFODshow on Skype. Thanks as always to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, and Val Carpenter. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll do it again next week. Happy spooky month to you all. See you soon.
true niggas. And I bet y'all make it say that. Industry locked, we can't be stopped. Too hot, check the spots that we got on Billboard. Tank and set up roadblocks. We fading all you hoes. Want some more? Then let's go. Stretch it out like elastic. Zip that ass up in plastic. Have your folks picking caskets and drastic. Our tactics is homegrown in the ghetto. So feel the wrath of this sister. It's like you're fighting 10 niggas. Forget the baby voice. It's the biggest mama mia. The unladylike diva. Lyric old man either. Believe her or see her and get that ass embarrassed. Egg your decision maker. Guaranteed you'll get carried away. So stay in your place when you hear mama speaking. Cannon spray clear the way when you see the tank creeping.
I'm that nigga that rap, look up to when they won't know how to do it. Used to be the limit to see the motherfucker with the bread and say, do the live off chopper tools. I done paid my dues, but they'll play the blues. Nigga play me like he was scared to lose. I'm still a fool, you ain't heard the news. I wasn't know them nigga make a major move. Won't stop now, bitch, if I can't stop. You can't stop me, so bitch don't try me. You true soldiers. We don't die. We keep rolling. Nah, 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 nah. All the boys be taking bed inside the group on Hallelujah. Niggas going to war. Got to fight and shooting. It's our rumors. 50 be saying he there. We there. Beware. See there. Still that fiend there. Mama there. He there. Ain't no salary cap on top of my dollars. I roll with nothing but them no limit riders. I get style, nigga. I hold my tank up high. Watch how many bitches get wild. Nah, 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 nah.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
Travis.
Yes.
Travis.
Yeah.
I need you to do a line, and I need you to do it like how I'm going to do it. Are you ready?
You got it.
Why don't you and me take this outside?
Why don't you and me take this outside?
I think you got to do it a little faster.
Do it a little angrier, too.
Yeah. Why don't you and me take this outside?
Why don't you and me take this outside? Faster yet?
A little bit more of a cadence. Why don't you and me
it's a song.
Take this outside?
Yeah, it's a song. So, why don't you and me take this outside?
Why don't you and me take this outside?
Perfect.